endeavours and produced some of the most famous novels of the Victorian period. Charlotte described Emily as an original mind, and Wuthering Heights was certainly received as an original work of literature. Many contemporary critics were shocked and unimpressed by its unconventionality and rawness. Even those who recognised its strengths were confused by its plot, which lacks the heavy-handed moral judgments of other Victorian novels, and by its flawed and often unlikable characters. Wuthering Heights is widely considered to be a Gothic novel, punctuated by apparently supernatural phenomena. The Brontes are known to have read Blackwood's Magazine, the conservative periodical that included short stories, many of which were Gothic in nature and focused on the psychology of the Gothic. So, it is not impossible that Emily was inspired by this reading material. The Gothic genre changed during the early part of the 19th century. 18th century Gothic tended to tell stories set in the past and in foreign countries. However, 19th century Gothic used Gothic devices within otherwise realistic stories set in Britain and Ireland in order to examine contemporary Victorian life. The critic Susan Chaplin notes that Gothic devices deployed in these Victorian novels include doubling, haunting, and psychological persecution, all of which occur in Wuthering Heights. Like many critics, Chaplin suggests that female authors use the Gothic as a medium in which to interrogate injustices against women. For example, the plots of Anne Radcliffe's Gothic novels typically focus on women's property rights and the heroine's struggle to get her inheritance from the man or men who have dispossessed her. This is obviously the case in Wuthering Heights, in which Heathcliff takes Cathy's inheritance from her by marrying her to his son. However, this straightforward Gothic trope is complicated by the fact that it is not the novel's sole focus, with the apparent villain, Heathcliff, having been as oppressed and dispossessed as Cathy is, unlike Radcliffe's villains. In some ways, Heathcliff appears to be some kind of Gothic monster. Late in the novel, Nelly asks herself, is he a ghoul or a vampire, reflecting that she has read about such things, presumably in Gothic fiction. Even though she dismisses this as superstition, the question lingers in the reader's mind. Heathcliff's ascendancy comes as Hindley and Edgar decline and die, just as Heathcliff's decline and death accompanies the rise of Cathy and Hareton, and this suggests that the success of any character in the novel comes at the expense of another, just as a vampire thrives while their victim weakens. Indeed, the critic James Twitchell considers the main theme of Wuthering Heights to be one of parasite and host, oppressor and victim, vampire and vampirized. Many interpretations of the novel focus on Bronte's depiction of the relationship between classes, especially the cruelty of the powerful and the exploitation of the powerless, which ties in with Twitchell's observations about vampirism. However, if Heathcliff is a monster, the novel suggests that he has been made this way by the cruelties of Hindley and Edgar. The critic Geoffrey Jerome Cohen observes that Gothic monsters are typically disturbing hybrids, and this is true of Heathcliff, who is depicted as something that is both animal and human, a wolfish man, or both supernatural and natural, a ghoul and a gentleman. Cohen goes on to argue that the monster in Gothic fiction embodies the anxieties of its period, and it is possible to read Heathcliff as an embodiment of everything that 19th century Britain feared, such as unrest in its colonies or the natural instincts of humanity that underlay Victorian civility. The idea is particularly relevant to another facet of the Gothic, the uncanny. In his critical essay on the uncanny, the psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud discussed the fact that, in his native German language, the word uncanny is unheimlich, literally unhomely. Freud suggested that uncanniness occurs when things that are familiar and homely, heimlich, become unfamiliar or unheimlich. Doubling is a common form of the uncanny used in Gothic fiction, often when a character sees their own doppelganger or does not recognise themselves. For example, in Chapter 12 of Wuthering Heights, Catherine sees herself in the mirror but fails to recognise herself, concluding instead that the room is haunted and that her reflection is a ghost. For the reader, this is a doubled doubling because it calls ahead to the future already narrated in Chapter 3 when Lockwood encounters Catherine's ghost. Doubling extends through the novel, particularly repeated in name.